everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Entre Caníbales. This is Mia Rose, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah, welcome back to another wonderful episode. I got some special music lined up. Today I was making this playlist, I guess, and realized that I think I had mentioned this if you have been listening to the show, that I don't really listen to a lot of music in Spanish sung by women, like female musicians. I don't know why. I think it's still such a, you know, heavily male dominated industry in both the Hispanic market and the Anglo market. And I guess I wanted today to make a show featuring women. And it wasn't until that I was making the playlist that I realized how many of these artists like were such a big part of the soundtrack to my life and my childhood, and still are such a big part of making me who I am. So yeah, we got a little bit of Spain today. We got someone from Chile. We got some Argentina, Colombia, Mexico, a little bit of everything. And I'm very excited to, play this music today. So after this song, we got Hasta la Raíz by Natalia Lafourcade. Incredible song. I think she's won a couple Grammys, if I'm not mistaken, for this song. After this, we got a version of Sin Documentos by Julieta Venegas. The original song is by a band called Los Rodriguez, which is my last name. it's a cool version of it. I honestly just heard it today, but I thought it would be really interesting to include it. For those of you who know her from the Bad Bunny song, she's in Lo Siento Bebé. So she's the person who sings in the beginning. So let's listen to those couple songs and I'll be back.
Yo te llevo de... me oculta tras la montaña. Encuentro un campo lleno de caña. No habrá manera, mi rayo de luna, que tú te
actually just wanted to quickly mention, wow, that came in like a little I came in like a little whistle, but yeah, so I just wanted to show you guys how, so the past two songs we listened to have been both by Mexican women, I just wanted to show you guys how different, like how many different types of music are coming out from Mexico. Like right now, Mexico has been very, very, very very lucrative in the Latin music industry. So yeah, this song, this version of the song is, I think, very, very cool because it takes on such an authentic spin to the classic, like very rock song. But after this, we're gonna start listening to El Me Mintió by Amanda Miguel, which my mom didn't even know that I knew the song, and when I mentioned it to her, she started singing and we both started singing. So yeah, that one goes out for those who know about it. And then we got some Mon Laferte and Natalia Jimenez, and then I'll be back with some Alejandra Guzman. See you guys in a bit.
Él me dijo que me amaba y no era verdad. Él me mintió, no me amaba, nunca me amó. Él dejó que lo adorara, él me mintió, era un juego y nada más. Era solo un juego cruel de su vanidad, él me mintió.
Con el corazón destrozado y el rostro mojado.
vuelves borracho al amanecer. Sé que has dormido con esa mujer, lo echaste a perder. ¿Qué tendrá ella que no tenga yo? Si tu casita es un nido de amor, ya sé lo que pasó. Yo no plancho ni barro, ni voy por cigarros, ni tiendo la ropa, ni lavo cacharros. Que otra aguante este maltrato, ya no puedo más. Quédate con ella, ya, ya, porque es muy aplicada, ya, ya. Que planche tus camisas, que te acompañe a misa, que te haga las tostadas. Quédate con ella, ya, 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 vete pa' su casa, ya, ya. Y pídele pa' ella, pa' ver si a ella el arroz se le pasa. Segunda apareció, de ti me salvo yo. Yo no plancho ni barro, ni voy por cigarros, ni tiendo la ropa, ni lavo cacharros. Que otra aguante este maltrato, ya no puedo más. Quédate con ella, ya, ya, porque es muy aplicada, ya, ya. Que planche tus camisas, que te acompañe a misa, que te haga las tostadas. Quédate con ella, ya, 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 vete pa' su casa, ya, ya. Y pídele pa' ella, pa' ver si a ella el arroz se le pasa.
Goodness, that is such a fun song. Those are one of the songs that you kind of forget about until you're doing something like this, like kind of like a, you know, trip down memory lane, and you come across and you're like, oh my gosh, like the time that my mom, sister, and I, and my dad also, my dad had a crush on Natalia Jimenez when, before, long time ago. Anyways, the time that we would spend learning the lyrics to that song and analyzing them, and at the end of the day, they're very like surface, like she's talking about whatever. But yeah, that's such a fun song. But this song is off an album called Creo en Mí, and there's a song also titled Creo en Mí, I Believe in Myself. That is a total power ballad. I was debating on either playing that one or this one, but I decided that this one would be more fun. But talking about power ballads, the past couple songs that we listened to were also power ballads. The El Me Mintió and Tu Falta de Querer. I guess I've been a little bit hesitant on playing songs about heartbreak, because they're all about, not all of them are about heartbreak, but all of them are, yeah, I guess some of them are, like, some of the ones that I'm going to be playing later are about celebration, but a lot of them are about heartbreak and, like, you know, ending things, and I don't know, I think that's kind of sad, but I guess when you think about sad songs, you don't really think about these songs because they're so powerful. Like, these power ballads are about all these women, like, reclaiming, I don't know, their sense of self through music, so it's super powerful. And yeah, they can be sad. The lyrics can be very sad about heartbreak, but in a way, there's power behind them and, like, a sense of reclaiming the self. So I think that that's very, very beautiful, and I should include more of these songs because they are such a big part of the, yeah, about of Hispanic music, Latin music in general. Like, I'm gonna be playing Celia Cruz soon, and she's the mom of salsa from Cuba, and yeah, she's incredible. So I'll talk more a little bit about her later, but right now I'm talking over Hacer el Amor con Otro by Alejandra Guzman, who is one of the, like, top-selling artists, female artists to come out of Mexico in the past whatever amount of years. I think she sold over, like, 30 million albums or something like that during the span of her career. But coming up next, we got a song by Las Ultrasonicas, another band from Mexico, with a song called Monstruo Verde. And I think it's kind of cute because Halloween is coming up, and it's a little bit of like a Halloween vibe. You'll see when I play it. But after that, we got Bolero Falaz by Aterciopelados, Banda de Colombia, band from Colombia. Incredible. I've seen them. I've had the opportunity to see them live a couple times. Went with Charlie once this past year to see them, and they're just incredibly amazing. And then after that, we got some Celia Cruz, some Selena, who, you know, I mean, I think we all know who Selena is. And then some other music. But I say let's finish listening to this song. We don't have that much left. And I will be back to talk about something very interesting that I experienced today. Very, very cool. So stick around for that story. See you guys in a bit. Thank you.
que no deja que yo te ame. Si yo la encontrara, le partía esta cara. Estoy hasta la coronilla. Tú no eres mi media costilla, ni la octava maravilla. Malo sí, sí. Soy yo. que me está esperando. Lo que él debía hacer es ir y darse un baño. Y una aburrida me detiene otra vez. Y yo le finjo interés. Cuando de pronto sale del ascensor la imagen de mis sueños, el que yo quiero para mi dueño, el chico del apartamento 512. Lo que hace mi pobre corazón saltar, esa que le hago cartas noche y día.
Hey everybody. So, previous to this, as I had mentioned, we listened to Las Ultrasonicas, which all, like, this small progression of couple of songs were so drastic, I think. The Las Ultrasonicas were so like surf punk rock, and then we moved into Aterciopelados, which is like very rock, but not like heavy rock, and then we just totally switched to salsa, and now we're in Tejano music. But I think in a way, like, it all somehow connects. I mean, you know, these past couple songs by Celia and the one we're listening to now by Selena, as I had mentioned before, that a lot of the music that I've played today so far have been about heartbreak and regaining the self and power to the woman, which all the power to the woman, but I think it's great to also just, you know, there's so many songs that are just about celebrating life, like Celia Cruz's La Vida es un Carnaval. It's just celebrating life. Like, there's no need to cry, that life is a carnival. That's what the song says. So that's a beautiful song. And yeah, she is unfortunately passed away. How long ago was that? She passed away the year I was born, in 2003. But yeah, she is probably like one of the most popular Latin artists of the entire 20th century. She rose to fame in the 1950s she was a singer of guarachas, which is another type of music stemmed from Cuba. It's very like fast and picaresque lyrics. But yeah, she earned the nickname La Guarachera de Cuba, and also is internationally known as the Queen of Salsa, because she is, like, there is nobody else like her. And she is also, she sold over, I believe, 10 million records, which makes her one of the best-selling Latin music artists of all time, period. She was incredible, and yeah. And then Selena, I think Celia Cruz and Selena are contributed to two very important parts of the Latin music industry. Selena was Mexican-American. She was born in Texas, but she was the first female Tejano singer to win a Grammy for Best Mexican-American Album in 1994, 1 year before her death, unfortunately. But yeah, she really contributed to the rise in, like, Tejano music popularity in the U.S. specifically. And I think, yeah, they, like I said, they both served such an important role for Latin music in the United States. So I guess that's why I wanted to include them, aside from all the other incredible artists that we have on today. I think they are, yeah, the front runners of, yeah, bringing more attention to Latin music over here, because honestly, we need it more. We need it more over here. But right now we're listening to Nuestro Juramento by La Marisol and La Santa Cecilia. But I wanted to tell you guys, as I promised before, what I did today. I went to a puppet library that is located in the basement of a church on Newbury Street. It's called the Puppet Library, and it's only open on Tuesdays from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. And it works just like any other library. You go in, you check out a puppet, in this case, and you can use the puppet for an extended amount of time, or, you know, just check it out for however long you need it, and then check it back in. People check out puppets for plays, for parades, for costumes. It's so cool. If anybody wants pictures of it or wants to go, it's only open on Tuesday nights, like I said, or Tuesday afternoon nights. Newbury Street, it's 15 Newbury Street, and it's, you have to go through the back of the alley of the church to enter. And it's incredible. Like, as you guys know, I'm a fibers artist. I go to the SMFA, and I just coincidentally started making and studying more about puppets and learning more about puppets and how they work. And so this was such an incredible experience. But let's listen to Rosas by La Oreja de Van Gogh, which I think is a hilarious name. This is one of the other songs that is like, oh my goodness, I remember this song when I blah, 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 blah. So let's listen to this, and I'll meet you guys back here in just like a song and a half, and then our time is over for today, which is insane. So see you in a bit.
Escapando la noche de un bostezo.
simple sonrisa ni un poco de luz en sus ojos profundos, ni siquiera el reflejo de algún pensamiento que alegre su mundo. Hay tristeza en sus ojos hablando y callando y bailando conmigo.
Take the time for a second and tell you guys and say two things. First of all, quiero saludar a mi familia, a los que estén oyendo, los amo mucho, mami, papi. Eva está en el colegio, pero Eva igual te saludo. Tita, Gina, las amo mucho, los quiero mucho a todos. Bueno, and I also wanted to take the time to tell you guys that autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. I actually have been going on a bunch of runs, which I never saw myself as one of those, but it feels good to get some of that exercise in. Even though it's getting pretty chilly, and maybe the leaves aren't fully on the trees anymore, it's still really nice weather. It's going to get warm again this coming week, so take advantage of it. I'm sure going to take advantage of it. But we are currently listening to El Muchacho de los Ojos Tristes by Janet. I think that's how you pronounce her name. And she has a very interesting story. She's not even, like, she is, oh no, she is English born. So, yeah, she was born, hold on. She was born in England. I didn't even know that. But she grew up here in the States and then moved to Barcelona when she was 12. And that's when she learned to speak Spanish and took a lot of interest in folk music. So maybe you can hear it in some of her music. Maybe you can't. But still a very interesting life story. And right now we're listening to Rosalía, which, funny enough, is the only kind of urban thing I decided to add to the show today, and I'm talking over it, but I love Rosalía. She's great. I saw her live a couple years ago and with my sister, and she can put on a show. That's the show for you guys today. I had an incredible time. I totally went down memory lane, and I'm at the time of the month where I'm very emotional about everything, so just to be very open about that, and I've been very emotional about all this music, and yeah, it's really beautiful. I think I say this every show, but I just think it's so great to go down memory lane and, like, go through all of these old songs that I kind of forgot existed for a moment and listen to them and share them with you guys who are listening, to whoever is listening. So thank you for listening, and I will be back here next week, same time, same place, so you know where to find me. And this has been Entre Caníbales with Mia Rose, and you are still listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. But I wanted to say that the next song coming up, it's like, I swear to goodness, the song that defined my childhood, I think. I remember singing the song so much, and it's just ingrained into my head and engraved, and it's a good one. For those of you who know it, I think you'll very much enjoy hearing it. So yeah, thank you for listening. See you next week, and yeah, enjoy the rest of the song. Malamente.
Sin él, como antes de que fuera mío, definitivo yo no sé, una semana y será un mes, que pasan días y me muero, suspirando en el vacío, y ya no quiero ser tan débil como el viento, cuando la tormenta se ha ido, y ya no sopla y está frío. Sin darnos cuenta, definitivo este.